World Sport from the BBC with me, Nick Hatton. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, we'll be live to Melbourne as Djokovic takes on Nadal in the Australian Open final. Co-host Equatorial Guinea look to win Group A in the Africa Cup of Nations. And in golf, Tiger Woods is amongst the frontrunners in Abu Dhabi. We'll start, though, with tennis, and the final of the Australian Open is underway in Melbourne. It's Novak Djokovic against Rafael Nadal. And watching courtside for us is the BBC's tennis correspondent, Jonathan Overend.
And the first set went 1 hour and 20 minutes, won by Nadal, 7-5 after two breaks of serve on the Djokovic serve. Nadal lost his serve once as well. Not one of their finest sets of tennis, I think it would be fair to say, but compelling nonetheless. Very cagey early on, edgy when the breaks of serve came. Nadal went 4-2 ahead, but was pegged back to 4-all. And Djokovic, who's been doing a lot of chasing in this match, Nadal is trying to pressurise as much as he possibly can. Needs to come from a set down. Djokovic in this second set, winning the opening game, one game all now. Djokovic having two break points in the last game.
In football, and Guinea became just the third team in Africa Cup of Nations history to score six times in a match as they swept past Botswana 6-1. Guinea winger Ibrahima Traore says the result puts them in a great position going into the final round of group matches.
We're not here to send message or anything. We're just here to win our game. We did it today. It was really important. And against Ghana, we also want to win that game. That's only what's important for us.
How far can you go this year?
I don't know, I can't tell that, but what we know is that we want to go really far because we have a team of quality with a lot of young players, and we want to show that. We want to show everybody that we can play football. We already did, but to go far we have to win against Ghana. That's the simple rules.
And for Botswana's Dipsa Selowe, the defeat is all part of the learning process of playing in a major tournament.
It's our first showing out at such a big stage, you know, and I believe we've learned something, and if we haven't learned, then we'll never improve. You see the quality they have in terms of how they play football. You know, it's not just to pass the ball around and have fun. They're playing for a purpose. They want it not just to pass the ball around and have fun. They're playing for a purpose. They want to win. They want to make money. They want to become world stars. I think that's something we must aspire to be.
In the other game on Saturday, Ghana are on the brink of a quarter-final spot thanks to a 2-0 win over Mali. Looking ahead to today's games then, here's the BBC's Matthew Kenyon in Barter.
Equatorial Guinea's fabulous performances here have already seen the co-hosts through to the knockout stages, but anything other than a defeat against Zambia in Malabo on Sunday will also see them top Group A and progress to a quarter-final back on the mainland here in Bata, which would give them a strong chance of avoiding Ivory Coast in the next round. Equatorial Guinea are once again without injured captain Badipo, but they will also be missing impressive defender Lawrence Doe, who was sent off in that win over Senegal. Zambia will be certain to try and exploit that. Chipolo Polo have a full squad to choose from, with James Chamanga available once more. They need at least a point to make sure of their own progress. If Zambia win, they will top the pool. Which means that Libya are relying on the outcome of that match in Malabo. Their only chance of pipping Zambia to a place in the next stage is to beat Senegal and hope that Zambia too are beaten. It's hard to believe that Senegal's Teranga Lions will go down tamely three matches in a row, and the atmosphere in their camp has been rather more relaxed than it was when they still had hope of survival. But Libya have not given up hope of an unlikely qualification.
So the host Equatorial Guinea are desperate to win Group A. Midfielder Juvenal says they're fully focused on beating Zambia and finishing top of the table.
We want to end the group in first position. It was better to the future, and now we want to do a good game with Zambia and wait to another scores in B group, and yeah, it's right.
But second place Zambia can also finish top of Group A if they beat Equatorial Guinea. Coach Herve Reynard says his team are desperate to achieve their pre-tournament goal of winning the group.
We would like to finish first in our group. It was our target when we start the competition. Even if Senegal was there, our target with the player was to finish first. Now we are in front of the hosting country. They are already qualified, but our target is the same. We have to beat this team to finish first, and if we draw and to get the second position, we'll be a bit disappointed, but after we have to look forward for the quarter final.
in Bata. Libya may still have the chance to reach the quarterfinals. They need Zambia to lose and then to beat Senegal. It's been a very disappointing campaign for Senegal, who are yet to record a victory in the tournament. Newcastle United striker Demba Ba says it's vital that they try and put a win on the board to start building for the future.
We still have one game to go, and we just want to win it, because we're going to prepare the next African Cup, and I think that's the best way to start, with a win against Libya, and just go home with that win. Because if we go home after three games with three losses, it's a bit disappointing, isn't it? So we're just gonna prepare that game to win it, and then just go back home and prepare the next step.
Elsewhere, Chelsea are through to the fifth round of the English FA Cup after a 1-0 win against Queen's Park Rangers. Juan Mata scored a second-half controversial penalty after Clint Hill was adjudged to have fouled Daniel Sturridge. The main talking point, though, there was no customary pre-match handshakes between the two clubs. It was their first meeting between the sides since Chelsea's John Terry was charged with racially abusing QPR's Anton Ferdinand during the Premier League game in October. Terry will answer that charge later next week. The two managers, Mark Hughes and Andre Villas-Boas, have been explaining why they felt it was wise to give the pre-game ceremony a miss.
It was a wise decision, taking on the heat of the moment. A lot of controversy was being raised over what could have happened on that handshake, and bearing in mind that it could have an impact on crowd behaviours. I think it was a good example made from the Football Association and by both clubs.
It got to the point where everybody was talking about a handshake. It should have been talking about a football match, to be perfectly honest. I thought it was ridiculous. So why make it such an issue? We just took it out of the equation. I think it was exactly the right thing to do.
For John to go past this period, it was not easy, and to come to this ground and play to this level shows that he is able to transcend himself and play to his best against all adversity. So I think it was an excellent performance from him.
Elsewhere in the English FA Cup, Premier League side Newcastle have been knocked out by Championship side Brighton by 1-0. There are two matches in the FA Cup today. The first match of the day, Sunderland entertain Middlesbrough in the North East Derby at the Stadium of Light. Then it's Aston Villa against Arsenal. And the Gunners manager Arsene Wenger says this has always been a competition that he strived for success in.
When you look at my record, you will see that the FA Cup is important for me. You look at the record of all the other teams, I think our record is better than any other team in the last 15 years. Even last year we went for four trophies. You have seen big teams this year. How many go for four trophies this season? Nobody. For a long, long time last year we went for trophies very late in the season. And we still will try to do the same. As much as we can, we will try to win the FA Cup.
I know in cricket, England coach Andy Flower says changes could be made for the third test against Pakistan after their 72-run defeat yesterday. England were bowled out for just 72, chasing 144 to level the three-match series. And Flower admits the lineup could be different for the third test in Dubai on Friday.
Our responsibility every time we play an international game is to pick a side that we think is going to give us the best chance of winning that game. If that means changing the side, we'll do that. You know, we did that for this test. We brought Monty in for the third instead of the third seamer, and that worked really well. So we'll look at conditions back in Dubai and make a decision based on what will give us the best chance of winning.
And in golf, England's Robert Roark currently has a two-shot lead in round four of the Abu Dhabi Championships. He's at 2-under through nine holes. That's 13-under for the tournament. That's two shots ahead of Scotland's Paul Laurie and America's Tiger Woods. And finally, in the Australian Open, I should say, Rafa Nadal has taken the first set against Novak Djokovic by 7-5. Stay with us on the BBC.